Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, April 14th, 2025, through Friday, April 18th, 2025. Monday, April 14th, 2025. Former Executive Director of Nonprofit Serving Oakland, California Youth, charged with embezzling funds, evading taxes. Howard Solomon has been charged with mail fraud and tax evasion in connection with an alleged scheme to defraud his former employer, the East Oakland Boxing Association, a nonprofit organization that provides internships, mentoring, programming, and services, including boxing lessons and coaching, to children in East Oakland. According to the criminal information filed on February 26, 2025, Solomon was employed as the executive director of the East Oakland Boxing Association from approximately 2017 until April 2021. As the executive director, Solomon's responsibilities included managing daily operations, soliciting contributions and fundraising, managing programs and staff, overseeing budget and finances, and community outreach. Solomon was a signatory to the nonprofit's bank accounts and had unfettered access to its bank accounts and debit cards directly linked to those accounts. During his tenure as executive director, Solomon allegedly engaged in a scheme to embezzle money and property from the nonprofit to pay for items for personal use, including Amazon purchases, a vacation rental property, and a Ford Explorer. The information also charges Solomon with embezzling and depositing into a personal bank account a $50,000 donation made to the East Oakland Boxing Association in connection with a December 2019 appearance by Stephen Curry and Aisha Curry on the Ellen DeGeneres Show for a segment known as Ellen's Greatest Night of Giveaways, during which the Currys delivered gifts and a $50,000 donation check to the nonprofit. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Tuesday, April 15, 2025. Orlando, Florida woman ordered to pay over $3 million for her involvement in wire and tax fraud scheme. Marilys Feliciano Rodriguez was sentenced to 1 year of house arrest and ordered to pay $3,388,558 in restitution to the Internal Revenue Service for wire fraud and tax evasion. She was also ordered to serve a 5-year term of supervised release. The court also entered a money judgment against Rodriguez in the amount of $347,760, representing the proceeds of the wire fraud. According to court documents, Rodriguez established a shell company that purported to be involved in the construction industry. She obtained a workers' compensation insurance policy in the name of the shell company to cover a minimum payroll for a few purported employees, then rented the workers' compensation insurance to work crews who had obtained subcontracts with construction contractors on projects in various Florida counties, as well as contractors in other states. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Wednesday, April 16, 2025. Wake County, North Carolina woman involved in $2 million international romance scam sentenced to 2 years for laundering money and tax fraud. Michonne Griffin was sentenced to 24 months in federal prison and 3 years of supervised release for engaging as a money mule or middleman to defraud multiple victims in an international romance fraud scheme. Griffin was also ordered to pay $109,119 in restitution to the IRS. She pled guilty to conspiracy to commit money laundering and making false statements on her individual income tax form, 1040, on July 10, 2024. According to court documents and other information presented in court, between 2001 and 2023, Griffin received over $2 million from the international romance fraud scheme that she deposited into fictitious bank accounts she controlled, located at 16 separate financial institutions. Griffin converted the funds into virtual currency and wired the funds to overseas accounts controlled by her co-conspirators, who were located in Nigeria. Griffin received approximately $300,000 in commissions for her role in the fraud scheme, which she did not report as income on her 2021 Individual Income Tax Return Form 1040. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Thursday, April 17, 2025. 25 Canadian nationals charged in Vermont in connection with nationwide multi-million dollar grandparent scam. 25 Canadian nationals were charged with participation in a grandparent scam that defrauded elderly individuals in Vermont and more than 40 states. According to the indictment, which was unsealed on March 4, 2025, between the summer of 2021 and June 4, 2024, the defendants engaged in a grandparent scam involving phone calls made by call centers in or around Montreal, Quebec. During these phone calls, defendants falsely claimed to be an elderly victim's relative, typically a grandchild, who had been arrested following a car crash and needed money for bail. Other defendants posed as an attorney representing the elderly victim's relative. Elderly victims were often told that there was a gag order in place to prevent the elderly victim from telling anyone about their family member's supposed arrest. Elderly victims were convinced to provide bail money to an individual falsely posing as a bail bondsman who would come to the elderly victim's home to collect the money. This money was transmitted to Canada following cash deliveries and financial transactions, sometimes involving cryptocurrency, which the indictment alleges obscured the source of the money and the identities of the defendants. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Friday, April 18, 2025. FBI Boston warns quick claim deed fraud is on the rise. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, Boston Division, is warning property owners and real estate agents against a steady increase in reports of quick claim deed fraud it has received, scams that have resulted in devastating consequences for unsuspecting homeowners who had no idea their land was sold or was in the process of being sold right out from under them. Law enforcement and the FBI have been alerted to this fraud at all points in the process and have received reports involving a variety of fraudulent scenarios, including scammers who comb through public records to find vacant parcels of land and properties that don't have a mortgage or other lien, and then impersonate the landowner, asking a real estate agent to list the property. Homeowners whose properties have been listed for sale don't know it until they're alerted, sometimes after the sales have gone through. Family members, often the elderly, targeted by their own relatives and close associates who convinced them to transfer the property for their own financial gain. Fraudsters known as title pirates, who use fraudulent or forged deeds and other documents to convey a title to a property. Often these scams go undetected until after the money has been wired to the scammer in the fraudulent sale and the sale has been recorded. Source: Federal Bureau of Investigation, 2025. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.